Hey, it's your girl Shells.
And your boy Will. And you're on
Real Time with the Dives.
What's the discussion that we're talking about today?
We are talking about business and friends.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Here we go.
Business and friends. You have a business, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have your business, you're doing well with your business, and you want your friends to support you, right? So it's like, shouldn't your friend pay what you want them to pay? And if I want to give the discount, you should allow me to give you the discount.
True, but here's the problem. You got a lot of friends out there that always talking about, yeah, I support black-owned business, but they want everything for free.
Everything.
Yes, everything. For example, we got our little business out there. We selling cakes. We got good friends that support us. But then you got some of those want free cake, free cupcakes. They don't want to pay, even if you give them a discount. What is that about?
The discount not good enough.
I guess not.
They want free 99.
Nah, but nothing in life is free. Like I said, be thankful that you're getting a discount. You know what I'm saying? Be thankful. We're thankful that you're supporting the business. But if we're giving you a big friends and family discount, then what's up? Be thankful. So what is that about? Maybe y'all could tune in, you know, email us or whatever. Let us know what y'all think about that. Because this is going on across the board from what I heard from other people. Not just us.
Yeah, I heard it too. I heard somebody told me, you know, I got a business and they not supporting. And, you know, I know they my friends. So what do you do? So do you lose a friendship and give it to them? Or do you ride for the business and say, yo, this is what I'm doing. And that's it.
Well, I don't feel you should lose a friendship, but I feel your friends should understand, because if the shoes are on another foot and they had a business, they would want you as their friend to support. They would want you to look out. Even if you're giving them a discount, they still want you to look out. That's what it's about. Us taking care of each other. That's what it's about.
You're right.
So I would really like for y'all to input and tell us what y'all think. You know, because a lot of times is hard nowadays. Rent going up. Bills up, going up, everything is going up. So why, as a human being, would you want something for free? No, that person has to pay what they got to pay for their stuff and also support their family.
Free.com.
Nah, I don't believe in that free.com. Because I don't expect nothing for free. Anywhere I go, if I have to look out, a friend throwing something or whatever, I look out. I give my money in. I don't ask for no discount. I look out to support, to build each other up.
Well, they don't want to support. How about that?
Then why come to any functions? Why ask for anything?
Because you they friend. If you they friend, you supposed to do what you have to do. And you supposed to give your friend the discount. Give them free 99. Nah. Give them whatever they need to give, because you are their friend and they supposedly supported you. And whatever the case may be, that's what it is nowadays.
Because how you supporting me asking for free stuff? You ain't helping me out, asking for nothing free.
Listen.
Free 99. Right. Staying on the topic about, you know, business and friends, I don't understand what's up with some of your friends, and they call themselves your friends, but they trying to take credit for your business. Like, or they trying to say, oh, let me be a partner in your business, but yet they haven't did nothing to support or help out with the business.
They just want to be in tune. They want to be around. They want to get with the business, and they want to, I don't want to say they want to take the credit, but they want to be around. They want to, you know, they want to share the wealth and share the happiness. Can we say that?
Nah, I don't think so, because the way it be sounding, it don't sound like no happiness for you. It sound like they just trying to get in to get some of that money.
Now they trying to get the money.
Yeah, let's be real.
I don't think they're trying to get the money. Because if it's a family business,
okay, you're supporting or whatever. The next thing you want to talk about, oh, yeah, I brought people here. I told people about your business. This, that, and the third. I want in on your business. What?
I don't think they want in on the business. They want to be a part of it. You know, they see you doing well. They might want to be a part of it. They might want to share the wealth and share some type of knowledge that they have. We could say that. We don't got to be negative about
So why don't they just come up with a business and maybe we'll collaborate?
It ain't that easy.
We did it
because we collaborated and we thought of things.
Okay.
Let me.
So So not don't try to take our shine.
We did a lot of things before we thought of this. And it was like, all right, this is what we're going to do. This is our business. This is what we like. It's what we love. This is our passion. And we're going to make something out of it. And everybody has that same thought process. Did you think about that?
No. Everybody just wants something. That's how I feel. A lot of people just want something.
Want what? What could they possibly want?
Money. What else?
We want money too. I want money. Okay, but I know y'all want money. I want money too.
Okay, and that's why we working for it and we established a business. That's exactly why we did. Because we want money. Of course. But we ain't trying to say, oh yeah, we took credit for their business. We did this, we did that. And you didn't do nothing.
So, let me ask you a question. Would you put your friends on to the game? Would you put your friends on to some knowledge on teaching them at least how to start something? Would you do that at least?
Of course. Of course. And if they need help or any like tools or whatever that we thought, I'll be willing to give it to them. But don't try to come for us and say, oh yeah, I'm a part of their business. Damn well you're not.
That's true. But I think we should teach people some knowledge. Like, I think we should do that. I think people need to learn some things. And, you know, whatever we have that we can give them, that's what we can do. You know?
Of course. I'm not trying to knock nobody. Because I wouldn't want nobody knocking us. But it's all about helping each other and teaching each other. Not trying to take credit or you know, shame anybody. And not trying to do none of that. You know, like I said in the beginning, it's about helping each other. Supporting each other, mm-hmm. being there for each other. Mm-hmm. You know right. what I'm saying? Because sometimes you don't have people to do that, to be there for you, to support you. But that's why we do it with everybody.
Absolutely correct. I agree with you. Now, another question. If you had a storefront, if you had a physical place where your business was held, would you bring your friend onto that business?
Meaning what?
Like, if you had a storefront, you had a store, a physical store, would you bring your friend onto that business? Listen, I'm going to give you a job. What about that? Like, hey, this is even if it's family-orientated, like, would you, family business, would you bring your friend onto the job? Like, all right, here's a little, you know,
that's half iffy. Of me will, half of me won't. It's iffy. Because sometimes you can't mix, you know, friends with your business, or it's like mixing business with pleasure. Because in the long run, sometimes it turn out nasty. Sometimes it can be great. Y'all on the same mindset or whatever, but sometimes it turn out nasty. Like you're the owner, and basically that it's like they your employee. So if you try to tell your friend what to do, sometimes it turn nasty. Or like what happens if you have like you say you have a business and your friend come to work late every day? What are you gonna do? Not penalize them because they're your friend, but that's hurting your business. That's why you know sometimes it's not good to mix.
I think you're right. Yeah, maybe we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, you know, you're going to fire your friend, and then now you lose a friend. Like, what's up?
Right, so we back to square one. We're losing friends. We still have our business. Who knows what to do? So we need some things. We want to know what you think. What would you do? And do you have any type of situations you've been through concerning your business and your friends? We want to know how you dealt with it, if you dealt with it, and what was the outcome? Please let us know.
Your input is much needed. You know what I'm saying? Respect. Hit us up at this email.
RealTimeWithTheDies@gmail.com.
That's what's up.
No, but for real, you guys, entrepreneurship is a very, very important thing. It is hard. It is scary. It is intimidating. But we need to learn how to be entrepreneurs, how to open our own business, work for ourselves. Because let's be honest, we don't, you know, some of us don't want to work at our jobs for the rest of our lives. Some of us want to do our own thing, mm-hmm. our passions, what we love. We want to go to work happy. We don't want to be miserable and have this strain over us every time we wake up in the morning and we don't want to go somewhere. We do it because we have to pay bills and we understand, but we want to do what we love. So I think it's very, very, very important that we actually go for what we know and gain knowledge so we can start our business and start something that we love And we don't have to deal with the strain of getting up to go somewhere where we really don't want to go.
You know, you can start off slow. Always have a plan of action. Don't rush into nothing. You know, you build. You build first, and then you expand. You know, it's hard out there. It is. But like she said, at the end of the day, you don't want to be working for somebody for the rest of your life. Like, especially when you retire or, you know, you get fed up. You want to have something that you call your own. Your own business. You can hire, and then you can expand and build, and it'll be a blessing.
It's definitely a blessing. Like, we didn't know what we wanted to do, right? No. We didn't have a clue. We tried so many things out, and then it's like, I don't want to do that. Mission is not accomplished. We failed. And then we try something else. You keep trying until you do something you really, really, really want to do. And once you get that niche, you really love to do it. Like, that's your thing. That's your go-to. You want multiple incomes, right? You don't want just one income. Income and money should be coming from different ways. 5 sources, 7 sources. We want the money flowing. Because when one thing is failing, another thing is coming. The doors is opening. You need to know which door to open, which door has to stay closed, and what you need to do to just start it up. You can't be scared. You kind of just have to go for it. I ain't saying quit your job. You understand? We live in a city where it is very, very expensive. Mm-hmm. Some people live above their means. That is their choice. But either way, it is very expensive. We can't even live because the rent is high. It's too high to be living in a box. But what are you going to do? You got to work. You got to pay bills. But in the process, in the meantime, while you are doing that, let's focus on how to make our dreams grow. Mm-hmm. Let's work on that. Because being an entrepreneur is definitely the new and improved thing, because they working you like a slave. And we not slaves. Mm-hmm. We are human beings.
It's hard. It's hard. Don't be discouraged. You know, things may start off slow, but, you know, don't give up. Just keep going at it. Keep going at it. Like, it did for us. It started off real slow. Like, we thought, like, we wasn't going to get no business. But then people just started, like, we started putting ourselves out there. People started liking the cakes, and they started liking the stuff. So, you know, and we appreciate it to everybody who showed support, who showed love. And like we said in the beginning, that's what it's all about. You network. You talk to your friends, your family. You network. Let them know what you're putting out there.
And people start coming to you after your network is good and you got a good base and you got a good fan base. People start coming to you. You don't even have to look out no more. You don't even have to floor a child or whatever the case may be, like you were in the beginning trying to get up, starting and running. People start to come to you because you are confident in yourself and you do what you need to do. And you trust in yourself and trust in your business.
A good way also to put yourself out there, if you're trying to start your business, anyone, you know, join pop-up shop. You know, they help out. The people come out from around the neighborhood. You go to different neighborhoods, different pop-up shops you join, and people start to get to know you. They get to know your brand, your business, and they start to know you, and they start to love you, and they start calling you, booking you.
And the money starts coming. Like we said, entrepreneurship, the money should be coming from different ways. Every which way the money should be coming from. If it's coming, not coming from one or two, it's coming from the other three. Let's keep the money flowing. That's what it's really all about, right? What you love to do and how the money is flowing.
Yeah, that is. And like I did in the long run, you're going to retire or whatever it is, you get fed up with your job, you always want to have something to fall back on. Mm-hmm. Always. You know, you got bills that got to be paid. You got family you got to take care of, kids. And you know, kids are expensive. Mm-hmm. You know that. So you always got to have something to fall back on, because you never know at the end of the day what could happen.
You want to be able to give your kids, hand something down to them. You know, when you leave, or, you know, when you can't do it anymore, you want something for them to bounce back to. And you can hang your business down and, you know, teach them all the tricks that you know. That's what we're supposed to do. But as far as business-wise, I mean, we really want to know what type of businesses you guys are looking into. you know, if you need any type of tips or knowledge or any help or questions you have, you can email us realtimewiththedies@gmail.com.
And if you're in the New York City area and, you know, you want to join the pop-up shop, if we know anything that's going on, we'll put it out there. So you join the pop-up shop, get you a table, start your business, put your brand out there, let them know who you are and what you're about.
But wait a minute, hold on. Everybody don't know what a pop-up shop is.
All right, so explain what a pop-up shop is.
So a pop-up shop is basically your way of networking. You have a host, they have an event space. It could be a space, it could be in a park, wherever you feel that you're comfortable having people and vendors over, vendors doing different type of businesses, jewelry, food, bakeries, whatever they do. They all come together in one space and they bring their network. You bring your network. Everybody brings their own network into that space. And this is where your business comes from. So you just went from 40 people to 400 customers coming to you because everybody is networking together. So whoever Joe knew is now coming to you because Joe friends came to see him, but now they supporting you as well because they want whatever you're selling. They like it. That's a pop-up shop. If nobody knew what a pop-up shop was.
Oh, and also, you know, when you start to establish yourself, make sure you become legal. Get that LLC.
Oh, yeah.
And so nobody can try and steal your brand. And for those who don't know what LLC is,
an LLC is a legal license, okay? You need a license for whatever you're going to do. You cannot be legal and be legit if you do not have an LLC. Get it. It's worth the money. It's one time. You pay what you need to pay. I mean, it come, you know, the lawyers, everything got to come together at one point. You start off little and you get things and you add things later on. But you need an LLC. It is very important. You get that EIN number and you get to do so many things. I mean, you get to join in vendors outside and then you get everything is networking, guys. You got to network, network, network. That is the word of the day, if we even have a word of the day. But that's the word of the day, network.
And most important, with the LLC, you ain't got to worry about nobody stealing your brand because it's yours. You paid for that and you deserve it.
Sure did. And if they try, you could sue them. But that's for another episode.
We'll talk about that on another one.
Can't talk about suing people and anything.
That's a different topic. Yeah,
that goes in too deep. We got to talk about that some other time. And also remember, this probably for another episode also, but I just want to introduce it. Everybody is not for you, okay? Understand, everybody's not for you. Some people, there are people that's for you, people that's not for you, people that's willing to pay. There's cheap people. There's people who's trying to destroy you and people who love you. Just know the difference and distance yourself from the people that are not there for you. Because we had a situation where we thought people was for us, people was really not for us. And, you know, it went into a whole big thing. It shouldn't have went that way. But, you know, unfortunately it did. But we have to remain professional at all times.
Let's just say jealousy is real. You know, you would think that, you know, somebody's there to support you when they're trying to knock you down. And that's real talk. And that's across the board and anything you do sometimes. Like she said, everybody's not for you. Some people are jealous. But some people are happy that you're going on and you're doing your thing. Just remember that. You know, you watch your backs. You know, trust who you can trust and you learn from your mistakes.
They heart not right. When they heart not right, you got to distance yourself. You got to make sure you stand clear of all closing doors.
Ding dong. You know, that's how the MTA train go. You know, that's how you distance yourself.
Don't try to hold that door open. It's meant to be closed. Just know that. Close the door. Don't try to hold it open. Look through it. Peep through it. That door has to be closed. It should not be open ever again because then you're going to put yourself through the same thing all over again. And then we're going through a cycle and we don't want that. Because your business is your business. You know how well you do your business and you shouldn't let anybody tell you any different or otherwise.
Unless they're trying to help you and they want to support you.
Which is not everybody, but we already talked about that. We're not going to keep going into that because we can.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe on another topic, you know, you can give us your feedback and let us know what you want to hear. If you want to hear more about that, or if you have any experience with stuff like that, let us know. Because, you know, we all learn it from each other. Hit us up at that email.
RealTimeWithTheDies@gmail.com. All right.
Don't be shy.
All right. So we do have some emails. We actually want to address these emails and, you know, see what you guys sent us. You want to read the emails?
All right. It's by an anonymous person. Hey, Dies. I currently have a business. I have this friend who always wants something for free. She may pay for one thing, but she's always wants something extra to be thrown in for free. We have been friends for 15 years. What do I do? Well, it's a hard one, but I don't want to keep giving things for free. And I don't want to lose our friendship.
That's a tough one. So I would try to first explain to her the importance of having a business. Explain to her, like, you know, where the loyalty lies and how exactly would you feel, you know, put yourself in my shoes. If you had a business and I wanted something for free all the time, you know, as us being friends for so long, I had to make my money as well. And you paying is supporting me. So maybe sit her down, try to have her understand what's going on. And listen, I need you to understand me as a friend, 15 years, don't want to lose that. We definitely want to keep that friendship. I definitely would talk to her, pull her to the side and give her some feedback. You know, like we said before, give her some knowledge on how we want to move on. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to have to pick and choose between a friend and a business, but I don't want my friend to destroy and try to tarnish my business either because they refuse to pay or always have something for free. That's really not fair. What do you think?
Well, I think what you said is absolutely correct. You know, talk. If y'all been friends for 15 years, there should be more. You should be able to talk to her or this person, you know what I'm saying? And let them know what it is. 15 years is a long time. So they should be able to understand what you're going through and you know, relate. You know what I'm saying? But it's not worth losing the friendship. But like I said, talk. You never know how things might turn out.
Yeah. Just speak to her. Talk to her. Pull her to the side. And after you do that, email us back and let us know how it went. You know, maybe we can further give you some more advice. And, you know, that might have worked. You might not need any more advice. She might understand. Maybe she doesn't get it. You know, she's just assuming that that's how it is, right?
Yeah, you never know. You don't know what somebody might understand unless you talk to them. Correct. You know what I'm saying? That's the best thing to do. Communication is the key. So, like I said, reach out. Talk. You never know.
I agree. So, guys, I think we're coming to an end. We're going to end this whole segment. And we're going to see you next week and give you a whole nother topic. We're going to surprise you with this topic, though.
And what I want to say is to everyone out there, thank you for listening. And remember, always put God first in everything that you do.
Yes, sir.
Good night. Remember, hit us up at that email.
RealTimeWithTheDies@gmail.com.
Peace.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And I can say, I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm better. Much better. When I look back over all you brought me through.